There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
And we're going to look now at one of the things that we often do this time of year. People start thinking and planning their holidays, and that's all very exciting, but we need to think about the practical side of things too. And joining us on the line this evening is Dr. Fatma Alattar, who's the Director of International Health Regulations at the Ministry of Health and Prevention. And we want to talk to you today, Dr. Fatma, about getting vaccinated before travelling. So first of all, welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon. How are you, dear?
Good, thank you. Really appreciate you coming on the show this evening. And I think sometimes people plan a trip, they plan a holiday maybe they want to go and visit relatives overseas, and maybe getting vaccinations is the last thing on their mind. But really, it should be one of our top priorities.
Yeah, right. As you said, it should be a priority. Most of the people, they plan for travel in advance, but they think about everything except the health issues. And many travelers, they do not realize the importance of the medical aspect of traveling. And health risks, it's varied according to destination they are traveling to, the route they are using, is it airplane, sea route, or sometimes driving through by car. And duration of the journey also, and the health status of the person, it's very important. And to be honest, despite that the most of the illnesses are mild and self-limiting during troubles, such as diarrhea, respiratory illness, skin allergy, however, there are a number of serious illnesses also, such as malaria, hepatitis, yellow fever, meningitis, typhoid, cholera. I cannot list it all, but there is really a serious illnesses that person may face during travel abroad or according to the destination they are traveling. So to get a consultation, advice, and vaccination pre-travel, it's really an important issue.
I mean, that's an important thing to remember, isn't it, Dr. Fatima, that you need to have a consultation if you're going anywhere perhaps out of the ordinary, somewhere that, you know, perhaps there is a possibility you could contract yellow fever. If you're going to a zone which is prone to malaria, for example, you have to plan for that.
Yes, it's very important to know the risk you will face according to the zone you are traveling, according to the country. And every day there is a new and updated things coming on. Like in some country, they are free of some disease and suddenly there will be outbreaks. So you should know, you should consult a physician and educate yourself through the website, which usually we advise to visit the CDC Travel Health website. It's very reputable website. They have an updated information, daily updated information about the risk in the different countries around the world, what's going on, what alerts is there. So it's very important before packaging and packing and start to travel to know what's going on in the area you are traveling to.
And at the Ministry of Health and Prevention, you've got lots of support for people out there. Talk us through the services that are available, because they can come to you at 8 different centres.
Yeah. We as a Ministry of Health and Prevention, we are providing a traveller's health services for all age groups, which includes assessing health risks, determining health status of the person, raise awareness and provide safe vaccinations, and other preventive medication required by the country of destination, such as malaria tablets and all vaccines that are required or recommended by WHO and CDC. Some vaccines are mandatory and others are recommended. So according to the destination they are traveling, we are tailoring the medication and the vaccines and the advice. As you said, we have different services or clinics across UAE, and in Dubai, actually, we have it's available in Al Muhaisna Center in Bardera. In Bar Dubai, we have Al Ittihad Medical Center. We are providing a specialized center for travelers with all the needful that clients can get.
Dr. Fatima, what about the availability of vaccines? We do hear stories reported in the media of some vaccines not being available, and I guess that's part of the planning if you're going to go somewhere out of the ordinary, you know, off the tourist beat, as it were.
Yeah, you are right. Sometimes we are facing shortage of some vaccines, especially, I can say, cholera. Sometimes we have a shortage of yellow fever even. Sometimes it's not in our hand. It is from the manufacturer side. They have shortage. There's sometimes more demand around the world. So they are not on that fast to manufacture and to meet the demand. So sometimes, yeah, we are facing a shortage, but we are trying as much as we can to make it available most of the time and to have stock as soon as it is available by the manufacturer.
And is there anything in particular, any vaccines here that stand out? Lots of people are requesting them in particular, not maybe the most popular, but one that's requested the most often.
To be honest, yellow fever, because it is mandatory for some countries, especially the African zone, Middle Africa, it is the most requested vaccine because they cannot enter the countries of yellow fever zone. And yellow fever, it's a really serious killing disease. It is a hemorrhagic fever, and person may die, and there is no other solution than the vaccine, and it is mandatory by some countries. So it is the most requested vaccine, yeah. And the second vaccine, I can say, it is meningitis for Hajj and Umrah, because also it is mandatory by Saudi Arabian Ministry of Health.
Okay, great advice there from Dr. Fatima Al-Attar, who is the Director of International Health Regulations at the Ministry of Health and Prevention. Dr. Fatima, thank you so much for the advice.
You're welcome.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.